This program is brought to you by PrideNZ.com.
I grew up mostly on the Kapiti Coast. I have a middle-class background. Both my parents are teachers. I have two younger brothers, so hanging out with them a bit while I was growing up as well.
So as a kid, how would you describe yourself when you were a child? What were you like?
I think I was maybe a bit of a loner, but yeah, like had my own adventures, usually involving tree houses and imaginary wars with my brothers. We were quite close growing up, and yeah, just pretty, I guess, we were kind of left to do a thing a lot of the time, I guess. Not that my parents weren't around or anything, but we're just kind of left in our own world.
And at school, what were things like for you at school?
Yeah, again, I was probably a bit of a loner, but I think I didn't feel like isolated, but I don't know, maybe my mum worried or something. It was more that I was in my own world doing my own imaginary things, like have projects for myself where I'd like climb certain trees or gather berries or something like that around the school. So, I don't know.
What did you see yourself as being different at all from other people in your school?
Not really. I thought I was pretty run-of-the-mill at the time. Like, I was involved in other people's games or in games and stuff, and I don't know.
Looking back, do you see yourself as being different at all rather than...
Different. Yeah, I guess so. Like, I wasn't really into the mothers and fathers games or something. I just thought it was a bit silly. And I'd go along with it, but it was like, yeah, I was kind of like, surely there's like more to life than this. And yeah, I guess my mum's quite a like independent person as well. And she was like, you don't need to restrict yourself to certain gender roles or whatever. Girls can do anything, that kind of motto is her basic principle, I guess.
Do you see anyone as being particularly influential on you when you were younger?
I guess my mum and dad, yeah. They sort of shaped my interests and my approach to the world, I guess.
You were involved in the Butch on Butch photo exhibition.
Mm.
Can you just tell us a little bit why you got involved in that?
I got involved because I kind of wanted to be part of a conversation about what Butch meant and what female masculinity could look like and how I felt about Butch, and as a separate thing, or as a thing which is related to female masculinity, but it's not necessarily the same thing exactly, maybe.
Can you tell us how you identify, if you do?
I identify as a butch woman. Yeah, so for me, butch is an identity which is compatible with my masculinity as a female person. But I think it's something that I've grown into or learned more about, and it's kind of continually developing as an identity for me. And what that means and stuff.
I remember from the narrative that you wrote for the project to go with your portrait, that you said that when you you remembered first identifying as a butch.
Yeah, I think I was actually quite old by the time I actually decided that, because as a younger person, like, I was seen as like more aggressive than a young woman should, and interested in things that a young woman shouldn't, and that kind of stuff. And I think it was like always just like, well, maybe at some point I'll just like switch into like ideal young woman mode or whatever. But I think I was just like, nah, stuff that, I'm gonna just embrace this part of myself, and that's part of who I am. And I was like, let's just move forward, being comfortable with that part of my gender.
Do you have any ways of describing how you think that is in the world?
So that might mean, like, I would chase my brothers around with a stick or something. And, yeah, just kind of like little micro comments like, oh, you're so aggressive, or you're so, like, you talk like a boy, you think like a boy, you must be a boy. Why are you such a boy? And I just remember at some point I think I decided that I wasn't going to take that as a diss. Even though, yeah, like it's kind of complicated because it is a diss in that circumstance. So I think coming to terms with that and just being like, well, I'm going to accept that. So deal with it.
And how is it for you in the world now?
Pretty good. I think, yeah, like continually developing my own identity and how that relates to other people as well as how I feel about it. I have good butch friends who, you know, we kind of talk about it sometimes in our own special way. yeah.
What is that special way? What's that look like?
I don't know. Like we might go for a swim or something or hang out and just talk about stuff and what's up with what's on top kind of thing. And what stuff bothers us on like a gender level as well. Like going to a restaurant and people being like, hey ladies, or something like that. And I know that there's lots of more normatively gendered women that are bothered by being ladiesed, but it just, yeah, it seems so unlikely. It's just kind of like, what?
Are there any, you know, that's sort of an example of getting seen as something that you don't really identify with.
Yeah.
Does it affect you in other ways, like in work or looking for jobs or those sort of areas?
It's sort of hard to tell because you can't read people's minds. I mean, the work that I do now is pretty, like, stereotypically butch, I guess. And it's in a male-dominated field. So, yeah, I don't know. Sometimes it's hard to know how people are reading you, whether they are seeing you as a masculine woman or they think you're a dude or they're thinking something else, or you get ladiesed. Yeah, and so you don't always know how people are going to react, and you just have to play to whatever they're saying. Like, I don't say, no, I'm a lady, when people are thinking that I'm a dude. I just kind of roll with it, see if they figure it out. Hopefully they don't get mad when they figure it out.
Have you ever had any bad experiences?
I've had some sort of strange bathroom things where people are like, this is the ladies, stuff like that. But nothing really physical or anything, but it's just generally a bad vibe from people. Someone yelled at me in the supermarket when he mistook me for a dude and I turned out not to be. And then he was like, you tricked me, kind of thing. And I was like, I haven't done anything. Yeah, me and my friend were just like, this is weird and funny. But yeah.
Does any of it come across as a homophobic thing for you? Any questioning of you like that?
Yeah, but I don't know. I feel like I haven't had that much homophobia that I've actually dealt with. Like, I guess street harassment. Like, I wouldn't say more than other queer people that I know. Yeah. Maybe it's because I'm sort of tall and tough looking or something.
That must be it. Yeah. And you say that you meet up with other butchers occasionally. Have you actively sought out friendships with butchers, or is that just something that's come into your life?
Something that's just come into my life, and I really value those connections, I guess. Yeah, because there's not that many, if any. And yeah, like, I guess other butchers might have different ways that they feel about their identity and different approaches to that. And yeah, kind of I've learnt to have a sensitivity to that as well. Yeah, but I think anyone, butch or otherwise, who kind of gets it is kind of cool as well. Like, there's been lots of really awesome femmes that have kind of talked to me about stuff and told me things or whatever.
Do you think there are stereotypes?
Yes, I'd say they are. I think because butch is quite a visible thing, it tends to be a stereotype in itself. And I think that you can embody a stereotype, but in a way which you're still kind of being yourself as well.
Having been in the photo exhibition, did you find that anyone sort of reacted to you being in it, or did they give you feedback about being in it?
Most people, I think, were pretty excited about the project. And they liked what I wrote about it, and I thought that was nice. Yeah, I think going on from it, I'd still like to keep those conversations going with other people in the community and other butchers, like among other butchers, about what that means. And because, yeah, like there were a couple of us who were like, yeah, butch, yeah, but there were other people who seemed like a little more reticent or something. They didn't want to own it quite as much, and they're like, just me kind of thing. I was like, yeah, I think it would be cool if there were people who were like, you're okay kind of thing. You're actually awesome. You're a special unicorn. Keep going with it.
I've got a copy of what you wrote, George, and wouldn't mind it if you'd do us a favour and read some of it out. It was really important that people were able to write about themselves as well as have the photo up too. Are you okay about reading from it?
Yeah. I remember the exact moment that I actively accepted my masculinity as a part of me and how powerful and freeing that thought was. While I've always been pretty tomboyish, I learned that maybe that it was something I needed to hide or learn to adapt. I want to say more about what being butch feels like rather than what it looks like, and remember that it's more than having a neat hairstyle or having mechanical aptitude or whatever. For me, it's generosity, groundedness, responsibility, kindness, care, solidarity, vulnerability, and strength. A kind of energy. It's not about rejecting femininity, but rather the proudly embracing of the masculine characteristics I have and incorporating those aspects into my self-expression. I think it's important for me for butch as a whole to be seen as a positive thought force, as a desired thing, as something valued and special. Sometimes it's quite isolating being queer, and even more being butch. You're cut off from other people, defined by their assumptions and prejudices as being a bit of a freak, or defined as something negative, like that stereotype thing. Because of this, we are really into building up groups of friends, having good relationships with people that get you, and creating queer communities that are safe and welcoming.
Cool, thanks. Do you see it? The butch identity's influencing how you'll be as you get older in any way, how you are in relationships, or sort of what you dream of doing.
I think I would like to grow into a well-adjusted butch. I don't know. I think it's a thing that you can maybe not fully fulfill, like in terms of, I think, of the values that I just read out, and I'm like, well, that's kind of aspirational because I can't be all those things all the time, but I think it'd be good if I was.
So it's nice to be able to identify the things that you actually want to draw on, yeah, as being part of you.
Just, yeah, going easy and remembering I'm still like a human. And I think, yeah, like it's a good positive thing, and hopefully I'll grow into a good one of those.
Do you have role models?
Oh, Jack Lynch.
Get away with you.
I don't know. Yeah, like some of the role models that I've had have been just other masculine people, whether they're men or whether they're trans guys or whether they're butchers, Just in terms of how they relate to people, how they treat other people, what stuff they're into. I don't know. Lots of just cool people. Yeah.
Cool. Are there things that concern you about how the queer communities are?
No, not really. I think the queer communities, it's such a big and diverse group of people that we're not going to get along all the time, and we're not going to be accepting of all of ourselves at once, even though it would be nice. I'd like to be a part of just working out that stuff sometimes. And yeah, instead of throwing up my hands and saying, why can't we all just get along? I'm just like, well, I'm going to hang out with the people that are good to me and hopefully be good to them back.
And if you were, not necessarily advice, but if you were giving some guidance or something along those lines to young people coming through who might identify as butch, what sort of things would you say?
I'd say go easy on yourself and you're all right. You're okay. You're your own special person, and if you feel like butch is a thing for you, then that's cool, and let's talk about that. Let's talk about what that means, because I don't know whether I have all the answers of what it means either, so let's work it out.
Do you see any particular pressures for young people in who have a butch identity or coming through into the queer communities or just being themselves in the world?
I think there are pressures on people from both within the queer community to identify one way or another, and in the straight world who prefer if you're straight and cisgendered. I think young people today do have a wider vocabulary of how they want to identify, and I think butch needs to be a part of that as well. There's not a prescription for how to be. I think with like things like Tumblr and stuff, I think there's a proliferation of different people's identities, and that being a lot more visible and open and accessible to a lot more people, so you don't have to like go to a certain bar to like meet the other butchers or whatever. They're kind of already available. There they are.
Where are they? Non-Tumblr and online? And
they're online, yeah. The internet. It'll help you. Yeah. Maybe that's advice as well. Find the internet.
Yeah. Would there be any cautions around that?
No. Learn how to delete your inbox history or your browser history. So if you're in a place where your parents would be mad if they found out what you were looking for at.
Do you belong to any particular groups around the place?
Groups? No, not particularly. I do the Queer Trans Fight Club thing, which we're hoping to reboot at some point.
Tell us about that.
So it's a group for queer and trans people to get together and learn martial arts skills and self-defense techniques. It's kind of like meeting up with people and having a fun wrestle and then going home. Yeah. But, yeah, like, basically you get to choose what level of activity you're into. If you don't want to get hit in the head, then no one hits you in the head. And if you don't want to wrestle, then you don't have to. We'll do something else. But, yeah, we've had lots of different people come and share this sort of specific martial arts technique with us. Like, we've had Brazilian jiu-jitsu and boxing, which I think some of us have had a go at outside of the group. And we've also had kendo, kung fu, pro wrestling, karate, taekwondo, and other stuff. Other really experienced and skilled self-defense people come and show us how they do their thing, and we're all like, oh, okay. And it's kind of like you learn something every time.
That must feel pretty special with that particular group that you're working with, if it's queer and trans, and having other people come in and teach you things.
Yeah, Yeah. So, yeah, like we don't claim any expertise or anything. So we're just kind of open for people to come and learn and teach and stuff. Yeah, I think we've had lots of really cool people get involved as well. Like, I think having trans in the name has helped trans people get involved as well. Like, more so than other queer groups I've been involved in. Having that in the actual title, I think, has made it more accessible, at least.